What I think about matters a great deal. Negative and limiting thoughts create a chemical imbalance in my brain and make me feel bad. Positive and unlimited thoughts restore the normal chemical balance and I feel good once again. What I think about determines the chemistry of my brain. When I think anxious thoughts, I create the chemistry of anxiety and I become anxious. When I think depressing thoughts, I create the chemistry of depression and I become depressed. I am responsible for the chemistry of my brain. When I choose my thoughts, I choose my chemistry. When I change my thoughts, I change my chemistry. I am not the victim of my chemistry. I am its creator. If I don't like my brain chemistry, I change it by changing what I put into my mind. I will not walk the path of self-destruction by filling my mind with negative things. I will put positive thoughts into my mind and create a chemistry that lifts me up and supports me on the journey to my dreams. During Gulf War I, we were hunkered down in Saudi Arabia playing Riyadh roulette. Nearly every night after the sun went down, the air raid sirens would sound and Scud missiles came into Riyadh. We would head for our safe room just in case one of the Scuds hit nearby. The first Scud that came into Riyadh made the windows in our house rattle, and that was enough motivation for us to take a 6-week vacation from the war. After 11 nights of Scuds, we were evacuated out of Riyadh to Torrejon, Spain by military aircraft. From Torrejon, we flew on commercial aircraft back to the USA. Things have a way of working out in my life. I explain it to people like this. It's as if I fall through a trap door backward and blindfolded with my hands tied behind my back, and I land on my feet and keep on trucking. And that's exactly what happened to us when we arrived in the USA. We took a war and converted it into a family adventure. It was time for the Miami Boat Show, and we made tracks to Miami Beach to troop the dock. We checked out the multi-hulls at the boat show and we found a spacious Privilege 39 catamaran. We inspected every nook and cranny on board and immediately sensed that we were on the threshold of a new adventure. This seagoing catamaran looked totally bulletproof, it was certified for offshore voyaging, and we knew that it was up to the task of taking a family of four around the world. When we left the boat show, I had a clear picture in my mind of us sailing around the world in a Privilege 39 catamaran. I had never sailed on multi-hulls before, and so I chartered a Privilege 39 in the British Virgin Islands to see what it would be like to cruise on a cat. For an entire week, we sailed through the BVI, shooting video and taking photos of our short adventure. When we returned to Riyadh, I looked at that video footage hundreds of times, visualizing what it would be like to circumnavigate in a Privilege 39. I finally took a leap of faith and ordered a new Privilege 39 from the factory in France. I committed myself to step out in the direction of my dreams, regardless of the consequences. After I ordered the catamaran, I continued working in Riyadh for another year to finish paying it off. Then I quit my job and set sail on the ocean of my dreams. First I thought about buying a catamaran, and then I did it. First I thought about sailing around the world, and then I did it. That's exactly the way adventure happens. First you think it, and then you do it.